This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Douglas County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer in. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, coronavirus dominating the news. And of course, you were in Salem yesterday as part of the governor's press conference to announce one presumptive positive case of coronavirus COVID-19 in Douglas County. What are you hearing? What are you seeing with the health information that's available to you?
Well, as we know, the coronavirus or COVID-19 has been spreading widely throughout the world. There are now over 100,000 cases in the world, and it's now spreading widely in the United States.
Now, for Oregon, the number of cases has gone up to 14 as of yesterday morning. Some of the new cases, in fact, most all of them in Washington County, tied to existing cases, tied to contacts of people who had already gotten it. And in Douglas County, what can you tell us about the case here?
We have a single presumptive case. We're not releasing details about age, sex, and location. A lot of people are frustrated by that, but the reason we're not releasing those information is that shouldn't change what you do. So if this person lived 100 yards away, 5 miles away, or 50 miles away, we would want people to do the same thing. Now, we did have a chance to interview the patient. We found out about all of their contacts, and anybody who had a contact which was worrisome has already been contacted by public health. So if you haven't heard from us, then you are not in contact with the case.
One of the things when you have a situation like this, it seems that it gets a little polarizing. Some folks want to ignore it and say, oh, that's no big deal. Other people are, you know, running towards the street. Where do you find balance in how you deal with this?
I'm exactly in the middle here. I think everybody should be aware that this is a concern, and this is especially a concern for seniors. So people may want to make changes in their daily routine with this virus around. So my mom is 90 years old. I don't think she should be going to church every day. She can listen on the radio for the church services, at least until we know better. In terms of kids, they should continue to go to school, but not when they're sick. So I think we need to be aware, and I think we need to be concerned, but there's absolutely no reason for panic.
In the release yesterday put out by Douglas County, one of the comments there were a lot of the typical tips about covering coughs and sneezes and washing hands and all of that. And it occurred to me as I was working on these stories yesterday that a lot of these practices that are mentioned with COVID-19 are really things people ought to be doing anyway.
That's exactly right. So if you're just starting to wash your hands now, you're a little late.
But I mean, you know, I think when these things come along, people are like suddenly, okay, we need to wash our hands more often. We need to do this. But to think about your environment, how many people you come in contact with, even it was suggested yesterday that maybe backing off handshakes, for instance, things like that.
So yesterday at the press conference, everybody did elbow bumps. So there were no handshakes there. Yeah, this virus is transmitted like most of the respiratory viruses, it be colds, flu, or anything else, usually by droplets, usually by people within 6 feet, and usually by people who are otherwise symptomatic. The difference in this one is that it seems to be very serious, especially for the elderly.
Yeah, and in Washington State, almost all of the fatalities there are elderly, and in fact, most of them from the same facility.
Yes, that's been the worldwide picture. The worldwide picture is that this is particularly deadly for people over the age of 40. And as you get older and older, it seems to get worse and worse. So, for example, in Italy, the country that is probably most analogous to the United States, almost all of the deaths have been people who are over 60 years old.
Now, the governor announcing a state of emergency yesterday, you were up at that press conference. A lot of health officials there.
There were.
And a proclamation from the governor went out verbally Saturday night, was confirmed in writing on Sunday morning just to make it official. And I think sometimes when you say state of emergency, people, that's a little bit of a phrasing issue because that really is to trigger some funding, some things with the federal government.
Yes. So emergencies do a few things. It opens up funding and it allows us some flexibility in rules that would otherwise be hard to change. So one of the rules that I've really been working on is to allow people to do care over the phone. So, you know, we might have an older person who would come into the doctor to talk about their insomnia. I don't think that would be good use of people. I don't think that would be dangerous now for older people to sit around in the clinic to come to talk to the doctor about insomnia. Perhaps we could do that by telehealth, and you could do that over the phone, and you could learn a lot about what goes on and not expose either the other people in the clinic or the 80-year-old patient to the risk of this virus. So we're looking for changing that rule. I have a meeting with the health authority this afternoon to see if we can get that rule changed.
Now, would that be like video conferencing or just an audio phone call?
So video conferencing would be ideal, but a lot of people don't have video at home. So even just a phone call would do it. For insomnia, actually touching the person and looking at anything is probably not that necessary.
So this is a bit of a unique situation. It's been a few years since we've had to deal with one like this. You talked about this last week and a half ago, about the difference between coronavirus and some of these others in recent years.
Right. So coronavirus is different because it is both considerably more contagious than influenza and considerably more deadly, especially for older people. So when you put both of those things together, this is quite dangerous. So SARS, which happened in 2002 and 2003, was quite deadly but not very contagious. MERS was very deadly but not at all contagious. And common colds are very contagious but not very deadly. So this one, unfortunately, has both characteristics, contagious and deadly, which worries us so much.
So talk about the work going on around the county between county government and other folks.
So there's been a group of all of the health leaders in the county meeting. We've been meeting twice a week since January to plan for this, and we've really put together quite a good coalition of people who are working on this. We had an emergency meeting of that coalition yesterday at 2. And so, you know, for Sunday afternoon to get 50 people on a call means that people are really, really around. We're dealing with equipment issues. Most of the equipment that the United States uses for healthcare is made in China, and China is now not exporting that equipment, so there's a supply chain issue there. The second is with staffing. You know, even before we had our first case, the hospital was really quite full. So one of the things we're really wanting to stress to people is if you don't need to go to the hospital, if you don't need to go to the emergency room, please not. If you've got a sprained ankle, if you've got a cut, if you've got a cold, if you've got a sore throat, all of those things can be handled at your doctor's office at urgent care. Please don't go to the emergency room. The emergency room really needs to be opened up for people with severe illness to be seen. In addition, there may be people in the emergency room with severe illness, and we don't want people to go in with a sprained ankle and come out with another illness.
Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, County Public Health Officer, anything else people should know about COVID-19?
Stay informed, but no need to panic. We may have some great announcement in the next couple of days about a great place to get even more information.
All right. That's like a cliffhanger.
That was the cliffhanger.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.